You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Songwriting can be a challenge. So when San Francisco musician Carl Diggernis found himself battling writer's block, he started reading the texts from plays written by William Shakespeare for some lyrical inspiration, and it worked. Carl reached out to collaborator and friend Mina Choi of Magic Magic Orchestra, and along with his Shakespearean cover band, The Frail Ophelias, they created a project that combined modern rock and folk music with scenes from the Shakespeare tragedy Macbeth. For this edition of Bay Area Beats, Carl and Mina stopped by KALW to discuss just how Macbeth's themes from 400 years ago are still relevant today.
My name is Carl Diggernis.
And my name is Mina Choi.
I'm a musician, a songwriter, a music director here in San Francisco.
I am also a musician. I do mostly composing and arranging for strings and things through my group Magic Magic Orchestra. For mother of a soul, you have left an open grave for me. Carl and I have worked together for a long time. And we both work at a church called City Church San Francisco. Carl hired me on about 9 years ago in 2010. Carl's the lead music director, lead worship director at this church. As soon as I started working with Carl, we're really musical kindred spirits. And, you know, he has written so many songs, mostly up until Frail Ophelias, within the church context, you know, songs that are to be sung on Sunday at churches all around the U.S. The Frail Ophelias is Carl's band that you started, I don't know, like 4 years ago?
Yeah, 4 or 5 years ago.
And it's a band that's really cool. It's every album is based off of a different Shakespearean play. And this is the first one, which is based off of Macbeth. All the songs are based off of what happens in the story. Some text is pulled directly from the play itself. And for some songs, he commissioned some local poets to take a certain scene and write their own words and describe that scene in their own words. And then he set all of that very beautifully to music. It's like a song cycle, it's an album. I don't know if it's a concept album, maybe it is a concept album, but it is all based off of Macbeth. And Carl sings lead on all the songs, and a lot of it is acoustic guitar based, but there's some like piano based things as well. And
there's some banjo.
Some banjo, yeah. Hide your lies, postpone the morning, hand over time.
I think the reason using Shakespeare was compelling to me is I got to a place creatively where I realized that I needed starter material to work with. And I'd always been interested in Shakespeare, didn't really know a whole lot about it, but I felt like there's a lifetime of material to work through and work with. And it also helps that it's public domain, so it makes it nice and malleable, easy to work with. Hopefully just to respect the text, but also to be able to do something new with it.
As another singer-songwriter, I'm a little jealous of that idea. It's a little bit of a cheat to start with one of the best wordsmiths in the history of humankind. You're already starting from such a high level. And
yeah, you can only go down. So. Our tears will drown the wind. Falling from a broken sky that angels cannot mend. Oh, your soul will take its flight. Lyric writing has always been intimidating to me, and something that has been hard and difficult to approach. But so I feel like having that starter, a place to start, really helps the writing process.
I also agree that writing lyrics, to me, is that the hardest part for you?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's the thing I probably put under the microscope too much.
Courier of dreadful news.
It's the last part of the process for me, the one that I just have to do, like, kicking and screaming. I hate writing lyrics. And so to have all your lyrics kind of written for you, even before you start, is it really frees up, I think, creatively. You're not, like, nervous. You can just do the part that you really, really love.
Double, double, toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble. By the breaking of my thumb.
I would hope that people would find the music accessible in the fact that I hope it's possible that you'd hear the song and not know immediately that it's Shakespeare. I wanted to honor the text for sure. It feels almost sacred, but also be loose with it and to be able to play with it a little bit. And I was able to commission a local poet, Annalise Sajervelt, to take a couple of passages and what's known as erasure poetry, where you take a text and then you start kind of erasing and basically choosing words here and there and phrases and then remixing them back together again into something that's altogether new.
Something wicked this way comes. Billy of a finny snake in the cauldron boiling big scale of dragon tooth of wolf.
Yeah, it's been a very, very fruitful relationship.
It would be hard for me to imagine doing a project without Mina's help.
To be able to sing harmony with Carl and sing a duet on his album called Stars Hide Your Fires, which is a duet between Macbeth and Lady Macbeth, that was really, really fun. But working with Carl is so easy, because the hardest part of working with someone when you're a musician is figuring out the communication and building trust in that collaboration, knowing that when you suggest something, the other person is going to be offended or hurt, or you can just really be honest, but trust each other's ideas. So we have that because we've been working for almost 10 years.
Against these dark imaginings, you are but a simple man. You are but a feeble heart. I have the darkest plan.
I love singing with Carl. I love singing harmony with other people. If I could only choose one thing to do in music for the rest of my life, it would be sing harmony with another human being on anything. That's just my great joy.
You can catch Mina Choi along with Carl Diggernis and the Frail Ophelias at their Macbeth album release show. It's happening this Thursday night at the Swedish American Hall in San Francisco. Find all the details at kalw.org. That piece was produced by Tarek Foda.
Surely it's the devil's tune that we heard before. Even-handed justice pours. This poor